Hey, Don, it looks like some leatherback sea turtles have their own GPS trackers now.
Why on earth do turtles have GPS trackers, Yael?
I think you mean where on earth? You see, scientists have been tracking over 120 turtles all over the Pacific with satellites.
That seems like a lot of trouble just to find out where a few little turtles are.
Leatherbacks are hardly little. They measure almost 6 feet in length and weigh up to 2,000 pounds. They might be big, but that doesn't mean they aren't in danger. Several Pacific populations have been lost due to people harvesting eggs, hunting reproductive females, and accidentally catching them in fishing nets. They were listed as endangered under the Endangered Species Act, and some of the last nesting populations are found in Mexico, Costa Rica, and the western Pacific Islands.
So they're tracking the turtles to find out where they lay their eggs?
Just the opposite. We know where turtles come ashore to lay eggs, but it's difficult to know where they go to feed on their favorite foods, such as jellyfish.
Do they have roots in the sea, like roads?
There are some roots, but scientists were surprised that the turtles were more diversified in their feeding patterns than they thought. They found certain areas in the ocean's currents that the turtles preferred, like eddies where the water mixes, or current boundaries where their prey hang out.
So the GPS trackers might help save the turtles?
That's right. Tracking helps scientists determine when turtles are in certain locations. They hope to be able to help fishermen avoid capturing them. Now, they need to find ways to stop egg harvesting.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.